Welcome to the Word for Life broadcast. My name is Pastor Steve Sowers, in for Pastor Greg Huffman. And yes, love is still in the air as we are quickly approaching Valentine's Day. Love is a very familiar and a very interesting topic to a lot of people as to what is love, how is it defined, what does it look like. And we've been opening up the Word of God to 1 John chapter 4 to help us to understand what is love, and what does it look like? How is it defined in Scripture? And we came to 1 John chapter 4 and read some verses, starting in verse 9. In this, the love of God was shown toward us, that God sent His only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through Him. So not only does He define it for us as a self-sacrificial action, but He shows us through sending His Son to die on the cross for our sins as to what that looks like. He doesn't just tell us what it is. He actually lived it out. You know, isn't that just awesome that we have a God who just doesn't say something, but He actually follows it up and shows us that He lives what He says? And that's what we see in 1 John 4. I'm not just going to tell you I love you. I'm going to show you how much I love you. And we ended with this question, well, if that's what God's love looks like toward us, and He tells me here in this passage in verse 10, in this is love, not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. He also says that if this love is in us, we ought to live it out also. So what does that look like? How am I supposed to live that out? Well, we see an example of what this looks like in Luke chapter 6. And here's where it begins to be powerful when we begin to apply this to our lives. God tells us in His Word that if we are His sons and daughters, this sacrificial love should be evident in our lives. And if we live this way, this is a unique kind of love that when the world sees it, they take notice. Luke chapter 6, verse 32 says this, but if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. Do you know what he's saying here? He's saying, yeah, everybody loves. It's easy to love people that love you in return, right? I want to have some people over to my house. It's easy to find people that I have things in common with, people that I'm comfortable with, and invite them over. But anybody does that. Notice verse 34. And if you lend to those from whom you hope to receive back, what credit is that to you? So in reality, he's going right to the heart. As Jesus is speaking here, he's saying, look, if I'm inviting people over to my house that are easy to love, it's because I know that in return, they'll give something back to me. But everybody loves that way. In verse 35, he gets to the heart of the issue. But love your enemies. Do good and lend, hoping for nothing in return. And your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High, for He is kind to the unthankful and evil. Man, this really starts to take shape now, because all of us are kind and loving to people who maybe will get something in return, but yet there's no sacrifice involved in that, is there? But look how he ends this. He says, instead, love your enemies. Now, think of those people who maybe have different opinions than you. Think of those people who kind of rub you the wrong way. Maybe they have a different personality and it just makes you uncomfortable. Do good and lend, hoping for nothing in return. Think of those people maybe who are not in your class of citizenship. Maybe they are poorer than you or they don't have the means like you do. It's easy for us to look down at those people or to think, oh, if I invite them over to my house, they might steal something or they're in it to just take advantage of me. Don't we think those things? But yet Christ challenges our heart and says, this is how I want you to love. Because then when you love those people who are hard to love or who are different than you, then there's actually sacrifice involved in that. You're putting yourself out there. You're loving somebody that is uncomfortable and it's not easy for you to love. And you're not expecting anything in return. That's the kind of love that 1 John chapter 4 talks about. He wants these people to understand these truths. And he's not saying that it's bad to love people who love you. It's just not sacrificial love to love people who love you. Verse 35, look at the words that are used. Enemies, unthankful, evil. Isn't that interesting? Jesus almost tells us to love opposite of how the world loves. But isn't that the way God works? Isn't it opposite of the way you feel and the way you think? He puts us in an uncomfortable place, which makes us more dependent on him by design, but also to understand what he went through for us. Now, notice that this love is not affection. There are many people that you don't feel like loving. This love is an action. It's actually taking into consideration someone else's best interest. Now, think about the context of Luke chapter 6. The Romans were oppressing the Jews at this time. So he's looking at them and saying, look, you are to love those who are oppressing you, who are persecuting you. Man, that's difficult. But yet that's what God did for us. When we were yet sinners, enemies, unthankful, evil, Christ died for us. Luke chapter 14, verses 12 through 14. He says, then he also said to him who invited him, when you give a dinner or a supper, do not ask your friends, your brothers, your relatives, nor your rich neighbors, lest they also invite you back and you be repaid. But when you give a feast, invite the poor, the maimed, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed because they cannot repay you, for you shall be repaid at the resurrection of the just. We are to love, not looking for anything in return. It's a sacrificial love. And this is the love that God is talking about. I want you to think about this. In spite of our sin, God loves us. By intentionally taking action at cost to himself to benefit us, this is love. And this is what distinguishes us from the unsaved world. The love that is talked about that we are to display that is unique from the world's love is a sacrificial love. It's Calvary's love. The love that Christ showed us. John 3:16 is a beautiful picture of the love that is displayed to us. John 3:16 is considered the highest of all human thought because it involves concepts of God, man, sin, Christ, heaven and hell, all wrapped in one profound truth. And it's almost like we cannot even comprehend it. I mean, think about this verse. For God so loved the world. That is the breadth of God's love. God loves the world. That he gave his only begotten son. That is the length to which he went to for us. So we have communicated to us the breadth of his love, and now the length at which he went to, he gave his own son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish. That is the depth of which we are saved from. So he communicates to us the breadth of his love, the length that he went to, so that we will not perish, but have everlasting life. That is the height of which we are exalted to. So in one verse, God communicates to us the breadth, the length, the height, and the depth of his love toward us. and it's seen through the cross. Isn't that awesome? This is the love that God wants us to display to the world. Now, put yourself in John 3:16. If God loves the world, I ought to love the world. So my love ought to be the same breadth as God's love. No matter what color of somebody's skin, no matter how much money they make, no matter what their living condition, we are to love them. And look at the length that Jesus went to. He went to the cross. What am I sacrificing for other people? A lot of times, if we're honest with ourselves, our love is only to see what we can get in hope of return. Very rarely do we love out of sacrifice. But yet he sacrificed. So not only am I to love everyone, I am also to love sacrificially. This is a beautiful picture of how we are to live. So the question is, when the world looks at us, what do they see? Do they see love? Not just any kind of emotional love or a love that is looking for something in return that anybody can display, but a self-sacrificial love that looks for nothing in return. A love that can only be explained by the supernatural work of God, no matter what our circumstances. Because that's a different kind of love. It's a love that assures us that we are born of God. It's a love that will cause some in the world to see and give glory to the Father, as Matthew 5:16 tells us. I know I long to love like that. I long for the church, God's people, to love like that. Because there is nothing more thrilling than experiencing the love of God that is so deep that spills over into our relationships. So what is love? Love is an action. Love is a choice. Love is an emotion. But let's not forget that love is, most importantly, sacrificial. When we go back to our text, we see this laid out. Beloved, let us love one another. Why? For love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. We love him because he first loved us. God's nature is love. His character is love. Therefore, if we are born of God, we ought to love and live this way. So my hope and prayer for you this Valentine's Day is to see love differently. I want to thank you for joining us on the Word for Life broadcast. Please join us again next time. Have a wonderful day.